Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
I want to continue our conversation with Tom Ward, one of my mentors, the founder of Path to Buy Home Ownership Coaching Program. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks, Doug.
So before we went to break, you were talking about renters, and when you did this survey, you found out there were two major concerns that they had. Review those concerns briefly, and then let's address each of those to see, is it still worth it to buy a house today?
Yep. Well, the two concerns are, you know, as I say all the time, I said, well, what if your house never went up in value? You bought a house for $200,000 today. 30 years from now, it's worth $200,000. Should you still buy a house? And then the other thing is, what if the tax benefits went away? Because we have no control over that. Mm-hmm. If the deficit gets out of control and, the presidency decides or the Congress or whatever it is, they decide that says we're not going to do that anymore, so what? I say throw those out. You know, let's look at the two biggest concerns. Becomes number one, you're buying a 30-year lease when you buy a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. We call it the 30-year lease principle. Your mortgage isn't going to go up except for taxes and insurance going up if you bought a 30-year fixed-rate product. And then the second reason is look at the position and compare, you know, all these experts are telling you to rent. Look at them side by side and say, how's this going to work out for you 30 years from now?
So can you give us an example of with the 30-year lease principle with rent? If somebody has what typical rent might be, how much does that look like in 30 years? You have any idea?
Yeah. Start at 1,000, 4.5% increase compounded. At the end of 30 years, it's $3,584.
Okay, so 30 years from now, that $1,000 rent would be $3,584. So basically over
right.
$3,500 a month, 350% increase over that time period. That's massive. But your mortgage payment.
And, how's that work? How's that going to work out for you, right? There's two questions on the test. Who was buried in Grant's tomb, and what do you owe at the end of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, right?
Right.
Nothing. So you have no principal and interest payment at the end of 30 years, but you're going to be having a $3,584 rent payment. So ultimately, it just points in that direction. But again, people were buying houses 10 years ago for the wrong reason. We lose sight of the fact that a home is to raise a family and to have your kids be in the cul-de-sac on the big wheel and
Tammy and I have eight kids, so we definitely need that.
Yeah. Eight is enough.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, yeah, so you're right about that. I mean, that is it's the wrong reason to buy it just as the investment. Because if things go wrong.
It should be the bonus, Doug.
Right, the investment. And the investment is a bonus because frequently your home can be a fantastic investment, but let's say if it's not, was it still worth it to buy? And in 30 years, if you can have that house paid off, then yes, it was. That is a true asset because even if values don't go up, they could go down some, but you still have an asset there at that point.
Yeah, I used one the other day. It said, what if the house drops in 50%? So what? What do you have at the end of 30 years on an equity position in renting? A box full of rent receipts.
Right. Absolutely.
You got something to show for your money. It's like at the end of the day. So I think shifting gears on that, it becomes a big positive.
Right.
But we got to take the focus off the investment part and look at it as a home, and that's what our parents bought.
When you talked about some of the misinformation, and one of the mistakes that I see renters that will make frequently is that they don't start working on qualifying for a home soon enough. Okay, they want to wait because in their head they have to wait till everything's perfect. And you'll ask the question of what are some of the reasons why a renter should get qualified early?
Well, yeah, the big thing is you've got to take out the misinformation. You've got to get the plan in place. You've got to be able to look at this and see how far away from homeownership eligibility are we, and then just develop that relationship with you because you're checking in with them every 45 days. You're going to give them some marching orders. Save the $2,000 you're going to get back from the government.
Pay off
that collection.
Yeah, when you said the statistic earlier that 22% of the renters actually could qualify for a house right then, they just didn't know it. Okay, well, that also means that there were 78% that could not qualify yet, and that's because there were frequently things that popped up, and some of them thought they could qualify, but they may have some unexpected credit issue, and they don't know it until they come in to start getting pre-qualified. And some of these things can take a little while to work out, and that's why, as part of the program you've set up, is there are 45-day check-ins. So when we set the eligibility meter for a buyer, we then have to follow up with them as part of the program every 45 days to adjust their meter to see where they are. Where is their credit score gone now? Have they gone from, if they just had a buyer this week that was at a 559 credit score, and I know we can get them up above a 580 so they can qualify, and then, get them up above a 620. And my goal is I want everybody in the high 700s when they're done with our relationship. And that may take them several years to do, but I've seen it over and over and over where, you know, sometimes it's just a maturity issue that the parents don't always teach their kids about money.
Right. Or they don't. The kids don't.
They don't ask.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes the kids don't listen.
Don't tell, right?
Right.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was lucky enough that, you know, my parents, I mean, they went through 18 purchases, home purchases. So I got the experience of understanding all of that. And it's been great. I have three children of my own, and then we have Doug's five. One of my children kind of listens.
Right.
So I think I have a great gift to give them, and that's to sign them up for Path to Buy.
Well, yeah, the crazy part about that, it's funny because my wife could tell me that tie doesn't go with that suit, right?
Sure.
But, Tammy, if you told me, Tom, that tie doesn't go with that suit, I'd listen to you, right?
Right.
Right.
No difference in parents or right. Same thought, right?
Yeah, it really is.
When there's
search out the expert and search out the expert and make sure that you can trust them, and then pretty much the sky's the limit. And again, it's your choice whether you pull the trigger or not, and when do you pull the trigger. Right.
I felt better as a parent when I realized that there's actually this tribal instinct that when a kid reaches really about puberty, that there's this natural tribal thing for them to reject, reject the words of their parents and the elders, because naturally they're wanting to go out on their own path and become a man or become a woman and become an adult and find their own way, and that's why they don't listen to the parents. And the benefit for the parents here is that, you know, you wouldn't believe how often first-time homebuyers come in, and when they sit down with my team and we're giving advice, the parents are sitting there nodding their head yes, because they know we're delivering a message that they want delivered to their kid, but their kid's not going to listen to them.
That's why it takes a village.
It does, yeah, take a village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take the pressure off the parents. What Path to Buy has done, great point, Doug, is that what Path to Buy has done, it takes the pressure off the parents.
Right.
Get them to Doug. He's going to tell the same thing you are to get them out of your basement, but ultimately they're going to listen to Doug.
Right.
Through the process.
Right.
So, Tom, how does this program work in conjunction with real estate agents and homeowners insurance agents?
Yeah, the realtors play a very important part, as well as the homeowners insurance plays an important part. Everybody, you know, in that scenario should be looking, you know, 86% of the time, this generation will start their search some way, shape, or form with a real estate agent, right? The struggle that most real estate agents have today is that they're in a scenario where they have mastered the fact of inquiries. Pay-per-click, internet leads, open houses, floor calls, I mean, you name it. They've mastered the inbound call. The struggle that they have is how do they get their arms around it?
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing a real estate agent can do is I call them the maybes, right? It's the people who are saying, we're not quite ready just yet. That's perfect. That's the perfect candidate to get to Doug, because now Doug can, you know, whether you're ready now or, you know, 5 years or 5 months, as we said before, just get him to Doug. Let's set the meter and then determine that and then figure out where it is. Because sometimes you'll find their wife will be 4 months pregnant. They'll say, well, you're going to have to wait. And then all of a sudden they get to Doug and they say, hey, maybe we can buy before the baby's born.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, if you're a realtor or if you're a homeowner's insurance agent and you want to know more about this, shoot me a quick text at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. Shoot me a quick text and just say Path to Buy Realtor, and I'll make sure to get back in touch with you and talk about how you can get involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start helping send your buyers through the Path to Buy coaching program, and then also find out with our buyers that are coming through it, maybe they can work with you as a realtor, because we're going to make sure we screen through the realtors where anybody we refer out, they're only going to work with the top real estate agents in St. Louis, the ones that we know are going to represent our clients' best interest.
In the meantime, make sure you go to our website, DougHaldeman.com, and sign up for Path to Buy.
Absolutely. The easy way, at DougHaldeman.com, look for the Path to Buy widget. It's over on the right-hand side of the screen. It's a green link. Click on that, and that'll take you to the website that you built, and it has the short informational videos. You get your information in very short chunks, which I think is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you've done with those videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just listening to them, right? You know, I wasn't quite sure after I sold Majestic which way I was going to go, but I did spend almost a year learning from the best of the best as far as creating those, you know, those bite-sized chunks. We call that the whole team. We call it the power team of three, right? It's you, Doug Haldeman in the middle, you know, as the air traffic controller. We're all looking for the same consumer. and you've got a real estate agent and an insurance agent. The insurance agent, they've usually got a bunch of rental policies. What they want is they want to help convert those people into a homeowner's policy, and they want to help educate those people. So collectively, if you guys all put your heads together, mm-hmm. you know, in that market, mm-hmm. it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. So, Tom, really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. It's about the Path to Buy Homeownership Coaching Program. And want to find out more information, visit DougHaldeman.com and click on the green Path to Buy logo, the little widget over on the right-hand side of the screen. And, Tom, definitely appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Doug, and carry the torch for me in St. Louis.
Will do. Hope to see you soon. Thanks again. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.